What up, y'all? This is Panda AOD.
And Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate. And you are listening to?
Baycast.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
All right.
All right, y'all. So,
oh, Jesus.
We have been very busy. We are so excited to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to dive right in. How you feeling?
I'm good.
How you been?
I'm waiting for next week.
You said what?
I said I'm waiting for next week.
What's next week?
Payday.
Oh, okay. not you wait for payday.
Hey, man. I always like getting paid, but you know.
Bailey, stop. Lay down.
Yeah. That's part of one of the daggone reasons why I'm waiting for payday.
Yeah. So, recap. Family reunion weekend was August 17th-ish. Around that area. Big things going on. My family is huge. It's been huge, but like more so in our adult years, we've been like catching up and getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. We always have a family reunion every 2 years. It's in Dayton. So shout out to the Pate family. It was pretty cool. We had a very eventful weekend. So Friday, we didn't go to the event Friday, did we? Oh yeah, it was a meet and greet. I went. You didn't go.
Yeah.
Friday was a meet and greet. Me and my sisters went with my mom and my dad. And then Saturday was a barbecue. Yep. Nate had all the kids.
All the kids wanted to play football with Uncle Nate. So
Nate loved the kids. So Nate started out with like 2 kids and he ended out with like 20 kids.
Right. We ended up playing catch football to like a full-fledged like 7-on-7.
They was asking him too, like, are you still going to play? Or like when he was done, they were like, we're not playing football anymore. And I felt so bad, but it was time to go. Like, I literally had to pull Nate out of the field. Like, come on now.
What you mean, come on now? I was going to shoot. I'm going to get my dubs.
I was happy to see it. But like at a certain point, I'm like, all right, we have to go. And the reason why we had to go was because my best friend, Sierra, celebrated her birthday in Columbus. So we had a dinner later on that day. So my family reunion, the barbecue happened later on in the day. They were having a banquet and I was like, family reunion banquet, best friend's birthday dinner.
That sounds so bad.
I know, but it's true because like I love my family, but we had already been there Friday and we had been there Saturday in the daytime. So that was a substantial amount of the weekend. And if I'm close by, I'm not going to miss a best friend's birthday because my best friends are literally like family. So shout out to Sierra. Beautiful. It was a beautiful birthday dinner. It was a great time. It was cool. The vibe was nice. So shout out to you and your mom, Miss Lisa. Yeah,
definitely. So it was a good time. And, you know, definitely, you know, it's a balance. But all in all, we had a good time celebrating with everybody. So it was good.
Yeah.
Bailey.
So then shortly after that, they're fine.
They keep coming.
Shortly after that. Now I feel like I want to start over. Shortly after the family reunion, we had a situation with our dogs. Everybody knows we're pet parents.
Mm-hmm. We just put them in the cage. So.
Yeah, we just put them in the crate because they were walking around during the podcast and I cannot have that. But
what do you mean you cannot have that?
Because you was just going to let them like run around.
No, I'm just saying because backstory, I was saying, people know that we got dogs. Mm-hmm. I get where you were coming from as far as the audio standpoint, but mm-hmm. they was just walking around, but the show must go on, I guess.
Yeah. So, me and Nate have been talking about getting our dogs to the groomers, or not to the groomers, but to the vet slash groomers, because Bailey, his nails get real, real long. But as far as the vet goes, just getting them on their annual appointment. For all of my pet lovers, y'all know, you got to keep up with your annual appointments. Just like we go to the doctor.
They like kids.
Right. Just like we go to the doctor, the pets have to go to the vet. So we literally been talking about this and planned the annual appointments. And out of nowhere.
Max get a patch on his.
And he just was like, you could tell his skin was irritated. Max is a very chill dog. He don't get real like itchy, scratchy, nothing like that. So once he started showing more attention to this spot, we were like, okay, got to take him into the vet, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing was, no, rewind. Because before Max got the patch on his butt, we had already took both dogs into the vet. Like we take them in together or we tried to.
Yeah, no.
Our dogs cannot go to the vet like together, and they also cannot go to the vet without some sort of medication, unfortunately.
They just some bad bad dogs. They ain't bad, but yeah, they some bad dogs.
So the vet, we get to the vet, they check us in. We get the dogs to the back room. Same thing we did last time, because there was one time we were successful in this. The vet comes in, they weigh the dogs, take the weight and all that. They have a little bit of conversation with us. They said they were going to come back for to get Max. He was going to be the first dog to take back and get his shots and stuff. They get Max. One, they had to use Nate to lure him out.
They did with both dogs.
But yeah, they had to, they used Nate to lure Max out. Then once Max got out the door, they told Nate he could go back into the room. So they start pulling Max, and you could see Max like resisting, but they pulled him and he was starting to walk with him. So they got him to the back. So me, Nate, and Bailey are in the vet's room. Mm-hmm. Max is in the back. They come back with Max. You want to take over?
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, well, pretty much we go into the vet office, two dogs. They did fine before. They take Max back. And then it was shortly after they came out, like they went, walked out the door, they came back. Mind you, Max didn't have no muzzle on. They put a muzzle on him, but not only that, his whole beard was covered in peanut butter just to try to get him to like cooperate. So he they bring him back to the back room covered in peanut butter with a muzzle on, and we're like, was anything even done? And it was like, no. And so they was asking us for Bailey. And
hold on, but Max was worked up. Like, eyes bloodshot red. Like, you could tell he was breathing hard. He had this muzzle on. And it just was like, who is this dog? Like,
it was like Cannibal Lecter.
Exactly. Hannibal.
Like, Hannibal Lecter, whatever. But, yeah, that's how he came in the room. So, after that was a fail, they asked for Bailey. Mind you, Bailey's already hiding underneath the bench in the office. Mm-hmm. And Bailey's a bigger dog. So, I had to grab Bailey, lure him out. And then they had to put their little slip leash on, and they take them back. Now, when the actual doctor came back in, I didn't know dogs did this, but she was like, yeah, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't proceed because he started turning purple. And I'm like, how the hell did this dog turn purple? But not only that, he proceeded to pee and poop all over their office back there. So I'm like, man, I don't know. This dog got an issue with peeing and pooping because he not only did that there, he did that when he had the little hiccup when his face started swelling up mm-hmm. at MedVet.
So that was the situation Nate just explained to y'all was the first time we took them both to the vet together.
The first time.
Then we go home and Max starts to have this skin irritation. So then we have to schedule an appointment for Max, which Nate did. He scheduled the appointment. However, Max was so not himself. Like, you could tell his skin was really bothering him. And mind you, like, we check on our dogs. We make sure they don't have fleas. We make sure they don't have anything going on. Mm-hmm. So for this to happen, we don't know if it was, like, an allergy. We don't know. Like, clearly it was something that was an allergy, but we don't know what it was or, like, how to treat it. So instead of making that first appointment that he scheduled, he had to take Max to the emergency vet. So for y'all who don't know, at least in Dayton, the emergency vet cannot give your animals shots and stuff. Like, they have to go through their normal vet to get certain stuff. So the emergency vet gave Nate, like, what did they give you?
Man.
You got that spray and stuff from the emergency vet.
They gave me an itching spray for his backside. They gave me an antibiotic for that as well. And then on top of that, they gave me some flea stuff for him in case it was a flea reaction. So,
yeah,
he doing better, but
yeah. So like dogs who don't have like an active flea thing going on where you can see them on them, or like they don't have a clear like sign of fleas, like they still might have like a, they could have gotten bit by a flea or something and still had a reaction. So they gave him stuff at the emergency vet, but they couldn't give him his shot. So we still had to take Max to the vet. So we on two appointments and we got a third appointment scheduled. Max goes to the vet. Mm. We good. He scheduled Bailey's appointment while Max is at the vet. Cool. We get I get my nieces and nephews, which we'll talk about that. Mm. We come home. I unlock the cages and let them outside. they come back in, and my nephew was like, what's wrong with Bailey's face? Bailey's face blew up. Like, I be seeing these pictures on Instagram and be cracking up of dogs who got stung by a bee.
Why you be cracking up?
I really be thinking, it's just so cute. It's the funniest thing. But when it happened to your dog, it's not cute.
No, it ain't cute. That's messed up
no,
right there.
No, but the post that is on Instagram is people who must have submitted the picture of their dog, or somebody collected these pictures, and it's like a funny post. Like, it's like memes of dogs who got stung by a bee. Funny.
I ain't submitting.
But it's not funny when it happened to your dog.
No.
I didn't know what was going on. His face kept getting bigger. Then Nate gets home.
No. Especially, no. Don't mean you talking about Nate get home. You talking about face get bigger. Mind you, I am getting my hair done, retwisted. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for a long time to get my hair retwisted. I'm already out the house. I don't know what's going on. She called me in a panic, like, you know, hey, I'm under the daggone, like, what's it?
Blow hair dryer.
Yeah. It's funny saying that, but still, I'm under the daggone blow dryer.
Hair dryer,
whatever the damn dryer is, I'm under that. You calling me, I'm hot as hell. You like, something wrong with Bailey's face. I don't know what's wrong with his face. I can't tell.
I'm never Nate is the leader when it comes to the animals. Like, I follow his lead. So I'm
Tarzan, I'm king of the jungle?
Yes, pretty much.
So when it comes to the house, what the hell, oh my.
We ain't talking about the house.
Nah, I'm talking about the house.
So, yes, I was panicked. And he was at the end of his appointment, but it was still taking long. Like, y'all know how going to the salon is. It just takes long. So I'm getting frustrated because I'm like, I need him here. Like, I need you to come home and help me with this dog. So Nate get home, and he put ice on Bailey's face, and it's slowly going down. Like, you can see that it's getting better, but it's still swole. Like, Bailey is his profile is very narrow. He is a very slim dog. He had so much, like, his face was poofed up, his cheeks was drooping, he had a whole double chin. It just was not my dog, and I was very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, his face looked like it's starting to go down, so we finish the day, and we go to take the twins and their older brother, our nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. to dinner, because we planned on taking them out for their birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to a seafood boil. It was a lot of money, but, you know, we love the kids. I promised Nate that we wasn't going to keep going, like, that hard for the kids. Not that we won't, but we will show up in other ways. We can have fun at the house. We can cook delicious meals at home. Everything don't got to be, like, spin. Although, I just love hanging out with my nieces and nephews. I love hanging out with the Browns, with the Davis's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Love all of the kids. So, we throw barbecues. We be doing all of this stuff.
But that stuff right there? Nah, never again.
To wrap up the dog conversation, because I feel like it's getting long-winded, but I had to explain that part about Bailey. In between us going to dinner with the kids, Nate was like, let's just go to dinner. He'll be fine. We'll come back and check on him. We come back and check on him. It's about 3 hours later. His face is going down, but now he has all of these welts all over his body. Like, he looked like a little porcupine. It's just welts everywhere. And because he's a short hair dog, mm-hmm. It looks spiky. It's crazy. Never seen it before. So then I'm really freaking out. So what we ended up having to do is me and the kids stayed at the house. Nate had to grab Bailey, take him to the emergency vet for him to get treated because clearly he was having an allergic reaction. So he get to the vet.
Mm-hmm. That was before the dinner though, but yeah.
No, that was after the dinner. It was before the trampoline park.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you got to the vet. He got to the vet. The vet gave Bailey a shot and they gave Bailey some Benadryl. And then they told Nate to go get some Benadryl from the store to give him 2 Benadryls every 6 hours. That's not what we're recommending for your pets. Talk to your vet. Don't go through us.
You put a disclaimer.
But yeah, so that's the vet situation. By the time he got back, his swelling was almost completely down. He still had a little puffiness. but the welts were still on his body. Like, it wasn't as many, but like his left side more so had like a number of welts that were just like kind of persistent for a little bit. And what I think happened is he probably got stung on his left side because that's where most of the like reaction was. But anyway, that
we
was,
don't know. I don't know.
Mind you, Bailey had an appointment set up for Tuesday. This happened this past weekend. So that was then another appointment in between a vet appointment.
Either 4 or 5 appointments. But like I said before, I'm looking towards next week.
What you mean?
Payday.
Oh, I thought you was talking about for another appointment. I'm like, we are done. But those appointments, like for the emergency vet and the regular vet, you at least don't spend $200. So just keep in mind, we've been cashing out for these dogs. Then we end up going to the trampoline park with my nieces and nephews. That was a great time. We always love doing activities with them.
Man, there was one kid that was working my nerves there, though.
Was it one of y'all's playing dodgeball?
Yeah. He over here mean mugging me and taunting me and whatnot.
First of all, Nate and my nephews, so Nate, Matt, and Malachi, which is Malachi is 9, Matt is 13, and then Nate were in the dodgeball pit at the trampoline park playing dodgeball with other people. But on the other team, it was like 2 or 3 big people, and then it was like maybe a kid or two.
I don't know who the other two, but he was working my nerves, like trying to, he was throwing the ball at me every trip. I'm looking at Matt like, bro, you need to get up. Because he was on their side. I was like, you might need to get
who
over here.
Who was on their side? Matt. Yeah. Oh, heck no.
He always tried to go against me.
Oh, my God.
But it was me and Malachi.
Matt be trying to challenge Nate.
Nah, I got him. But Malachi, he's so sweet. Every time a ball came to him, he was like, Uncle Nate. And he tossed the ball up to me.
Yeah, Malachi is a great team player, surprisingly. Yeah. Because Malachi is the rambunctious one.
You just get bored easily.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went to the trampoline park, and then that Sunday we went to the movies with Nate's sister and, well, now my sister, too, but my sister and brother-in-law, Nate's sister and brother-in-law, and their kids. So we went to go see The Blue Beetle. It was a great movie. Recommend it.
I thought it was a Marvel movie. I had my Marvel t-shirt. I go in there, and I read the caption, or, read the credits before.
Yeah, it's a DC movie.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Like, I'm a superhero person, and I'm definitely a Marvel fan, but I'm not going to knock DC. I'm not a big Batman fan.
I am.
But
I'm going to knock it.
But anyway. So, yeah, we had a great time with the kids. We had all of our dogs, or both of our dogs are good now. So that was just, like, a long week and a half for us. Probably even 2 weeks, because Mac's reaction happened first, then Bailey's happened.
Oh, jerk.
So, something that's probably been keeping us sane throughout all of this is we've been prioritizing like our fitness and our eating.
Now, I'm just saying, because the first time we worked out, woo, child, I thought I was going to have to call the paramedics.
What? With Shaniqua?
Not for me, for you.
That's what I'm saying, but you're talking.
Yes, you was up in
it. Not that serious.
Hey, if we get Shaniqua and RJ on here, it'd be
Shaniqua.
Like, Shaniqua, my apologies. But yeah, if we get both of them on here and have them, like, RJ wasn't there, but if she recap, and Gabby, because she was there too.
Babe, it wasn't a paramedic situation, though. I struggled because...
Babe, I was praying.
He's so extra, I swear. So I struggled with our first workout session, which was like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Just because I hadn't worked out that intensely. It's different from going to the gym and doing stuff on your own versus somebody pushing you to work out. Now, the reason why I had ended up reaching out to Shaniqua, shout out to Evolve You Fit Academy in Dayton, Ohio. But the reason why I reached out to her is because a long time ago, I was looking for like waist trainers or whatever, and somebody had recommended her to me and another girl, and I ended up purchasing the other girl's waist trainer, but I remembered Shaniqua. She stood out for me for her professionalism, the way she posts, the way she carries herself, her business. So I was like, I definitely want to support when the time is right for me. So with everything me and Nate been having going on lately, one thing we stayed talking about was our fitness goals. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was something telling me like, y'all just got to get to it. Like, it's time. Y'all both take advantage or take for granted the fact that y'all hold weight very well and y'all can eat and not be too far behind your goals. But like, I personally am naturally slim, and I have not been slim in like 5-6 years now.
Girl, stop.
I like my new body, but I need it to be toned. I want to be trim, so slim that's thick. Why slim thick. Literally, I want to be slim thick. I'm 5'7", so I want to be slim with a little booty.
Yeah.
And what are some of your fitness goals?
Well, like I was talking with my guy RJ, you know, I was like, hey man, you know, trying not to get too bulky, but at the same time trying to, you know, get back to, you know, how I was in college, like kind of more so like just tone, rip. And so he was like, yeah, like especially like with my frame, I don't need to really like bulk up. So mm-hmm. like, I know my goal is to just shred down what I gained during COVID, all that, and all that mess. And then just like tone up and rip. Mm-hmm. That'd be my goal.
Yeah. And so another part of that is like how we eat, just making sure that we are eating cleaner and that we're cooking more at home than eating out. Because we can eat out. We love a good restaurant.
Yeah, we
don't eat terrible deny, though. Yeah. Like we eat, our choice of food is still clean, I guess, in a way, but it's still out. Like we're eating out, we're not eating at home. Mm-hmm. So not only is it something for us financially where you look at that bill at the end of the month and you like, how in the world did I spend this much money on food? Like, I know I personally have done that, and I hate that. I hate seeing that number every time. Mm-hmm. But also just like your mental health. Like I feel like being active, and I told Nate this a few times where like I was like, I think you just need to get in the gym. Like you need to have a gym routine, because sometimes you be seeming like you bogged down, and I feel like just burning off, you know, burning off steam, but like doing these actions of like this kinetic energy and being in the gym, it really, I feel like, would help you. Like, it would clear some of that. Because sometimes I think we all get foggy and stuff. Mm. And you're a former athlete. You definitely have, like, a body that was trained. Because even at your worst, you look good. So, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, I knew from the get-go. I'm, like, you just need to work out. Like, you work out, your whole energy going to be different. You're going to move different. Because that's just what you used to. And you just been so busy, you haven't been able to do it.
I'm gonna say, what do you think, or what are you looking to gain from the workouts?
Pretty much the same thing. Like, just like I was telling him, the same thing for me. Like, I know that I am more clear when I work out. My drive is more, like, my drive is stronger. My actions, I get more done. I'm way more actionable when I'm working out or when I have a routine. Like, it's so easy for us when we get busy to just lose the routine or say screw the routine. And I do that sometimes. I'm trying to do it less, because when I have a routine, it helps me think clearer. And I've told my mom the same thing, like, get a planner, write it down. And I'm not good with a planner. Like, I've never been good with a planner. In high school...
It's funny how you say that.
In high school, when they gave you a planner, I never used the planner. Oh, now man. In my adult life, you know, being in corporate and working with calendars and understanding the importance of putting time on my calendar so people don't schedule, or, you know, making sure I'm looking at other people's calendars when I want some of their time. Living by a calendar really taught me how to prioritize and how easier it is, or how less overwhelmed you are when you can look and see what you got lined up. So I think working out, it just adds to that. It's like, it's putting some structure where there's no structure.
Mm, yeah. I get that. Again, going back to what I said earlier, it's all about having a balance. Just making sure, like, you don't put too much on your plate so that you don't get overwhelmed. Because I know that was the thing, I won't even say last week, but just making sure that we don't have back-to-back-to-back things that is, you know, that we're making a priority where, like, it's not, some things are definitely necessary that we have to plan. Other things, I'm like, do we need to schedule that? Do we? Because you have to make sure, like, you have to prioritize yourself too. Like, that's what we're doing with working out, that's what we're doing with eating better, and just planning and all that other good stuff. So that's what we need to, like, you know, keep that balance.
Yeah, but, no, 100%. Like, me and Sierra talk about this a lot, like how we both, like me and you and how her and Aaron have talked about slowing down. And I've been doing better, but it's hard because you always got something that come up. Like me and Larissa, we're launching AOD. Like we're relaunching AOD. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Larissa. She styled our photo shoot. She picked out the photographer. And that was something else that was thrown on my schedule. Like that was all in the midst of the family reunion and the dogs mm-hmm. and stuff. But it's all for the greater good. Like sometimes... Mm-hmm. What?
No, I'm saying I was gonna say, let you finish your thought, but something else was thrown at me too at that photo shoot, but go ahead.
Sometimes when you say you're gonna do something, there's also that level of like you have to understand there's gonna be busy seasons or busy weeks, but you gotta balance it out and you gotta slow down. Like for me, I used to not know what being not busy was. Like my months were stacked. If I was working, I was doing stuff on a weekend. I was throwing events. I was doing a podcast. I was working. It was a lot. Mm-mm. But when I got to a point where I went full-time entrepreneurship, it was strictly business. And it was busy, but it was like the weekends was my time off because I didn't have, you know, a 9-to-5. Now that I'm back in the workplace and I'm managing my business and we got podcasts, it's a lot, but it's so much easier because everything goes into the, it folds into the next thing. Like everything is aligned, so nothing makes me feel strapped or I don't feel like I'm giving too much time to one thing versus another thing. Everything has a place, and you know, I just stick to a calendar. So
well, that's good. Man, I ain't gonna say if y'all seen what she had on, because I don't even want to say that, but
they didn't see it.
I know they ain't see it, and they not ever gonna see that. But Larissa, I love you. We love you. I don't. No.
One of the outfits that Larissa styled for me for the photo shoot accentuated my boobs. I have boobs. It's nothing new.
Okay, yeah. No, I know you're a woman. Yes. But that time, no. No.
But the other option that we had definitely went with the vibe better. So I didn't end up wearing that, although I do still have it.
That's like a, nope, it ain't no public thing. You ain't wearing that in public.
So, okay, I hear you.
I
respect it.
Thank you.
But those photos will be released at some point. It's not going to be, like, it'll be determined based off of our launch and our re-release of things with AOD. But once it is, I'll definitely share to our YouTube, like, a link or something for y'all to see those photos. They was nice.
Yeah. I'm going to say, don't have me in no photo shoot with some gray sweats. See? You don't like
that. I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care if I was in some gray sweats.
No, I would care if you was like in a Speedo or something, but if you're doing a calendar shoot, I ain't gonna care. You come home to me anyway.
I know I am.
So all in all, like, let's go back to the workouts and stuff. Just to close out this thought. Was the workouts everything, or have they been everything that you've been expecting them to be?
Yeah, they've been working me out. For sure. I mean, I ain't been active like that in a minute. And like the only other activity I had was basketball, which I got back in a basketball league, which we won our first game. So yeah, shout out to the team. And RJ is actually on the team too. So
yeah, Shaniqua was telling me she was at y'all game.
Mm-hmm.
I was at home because we had been dealing with the dogs and everything. I asked Nate did he want me to go to his game, but we had such a crazy couple weeks. I just figured, you know, I would stay home, watch Bailey, because Bailey was still
rest. Yeah.
And Bailey was still coming off of his reaction that he had, and I just was like, I can get some work done on a computer.
Exactly.
Chill out a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So yeah. But no, as far as the workouts, yeah. As long as we stay consistent with it, I can see some results. My daggone abs still. Yeah.
Like, that's how you know you got a good workout, when you can still feel it. Like, my body just feels more, like, tight. Like, it just feels like it's been working.
You're going to get slim thick.
And so I made it a point, too, to, like, work out. I make it a point every day to do something active now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. Like, we only do these workout sessions every Monday just to start us out and make sure we're consistent. And then for me, like, through a lunch break or after work or on the weekend, I'm always going to try to fit in some type of physical activity, hence the trampoline park, because I feel like just being active alone is going to help a lot. And I feel like where we are as a society, you just have to. You have to be cognizant of that.
Yeah. So, I'm saying, with that, with last week, well, I know last week, I would say something that we planned to get done were the dogs. So we got that taken care of and out of the way. What was something that you had prioritized that you wanted to get done, that you got done or haven't, or that you want to get done?
I've really been, like, powering through my client work, and I'm just going to keep going. Like, that's been my main priority. I bust my butt at work, and I definitely got to go just as hard in my business. So, for me, client work been getting done. I'm going to keep it up. Not that it never hasn't been getting done. Like, I get it done, but I didn't procrastinate or put it off or, you know, work till the wee hours of the night. Like, I definitely been setting myself up to where I'm going to sleep at a decent hour, waking up at a decent hour, and able to just, like, have a regular day where I'm not trying to work against the clock. So, definitely thankful for that.
Okay. I just had to say my hair. It sounds...
Yes,
shallow.
Let's just clap it up for Nate and his hair, for real.
Well, and then, shoot, and you talking about prioritizing, you know, I got something from Amazon. I got this, you know, a little turban, I'm saying, a little satin on the inside. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a few of these and plus some caps, so, you know.
Nate been rocking it, like, just super au naturel with the locks not retwisting for a minute, and I've been telling him. Because I've been helping him. Like, I'll help him retwist, but I'm not an expert. I'm not a professional. It's not going to be as crisp, as clean. So I told him, I'm like, this time, since he growing it back out too, like, he shaved his back and his sides when he first started his locks. Now he been growing it out. So, like, I'm like, yeah, she got to get you. You got to go get somebody that can get that together, like, part it up for you, twist it. So, yes, kudos to you for taking the initiative, getting your hair done, and all of that.
Unfortunately, Bailey had all that mishap happening.
Right.
I'm trying to think. We still got a little time left, about 8. But hot topic. I know. We know. We talked about it a little earlier this morning with the whole Noah. I forget his last name, but the Olympic. Talking about how can you be world champion if you. Hey, we even going a little back and forth to it.
I feel like this is a hot topic for Nate more so than me because it's, like, sports related, and Nate is very, like...
But you was in disagreement with me, though.
No, yeah, it's definitely a dialogue to be had. But I discussed it with you because you wanted to talk about it. But to me, it's not as deep as everybody making it seem. But
no,
But I get why people getting offended because it's at a professional level. Like, you got the top performing... You know, track stars,
So we gotta give them some preface of what it actually was. So this guy Noah, I'm sorry, don't know his last name, but apparently, you know, won a world champion in some events.
His side, but you don't even know his last name.
Hey, I'm bringing you what I know. So this is what I know. But apparently he stirred up some controversy with some NBA players because on the NBA finals, or whoever wins the finals, are titled world champions. I always thought that was kind of, like, why are they world champions when it's the NBA?
His name is Noah Lyles.
I thought it was Lyle, but I didn't want to butcher it. But NFL, National Football, you got the Lombardi Trophy. And you got all these other, like, sports that don't have world in them. National champions and stuff like that. But the NBA is world champions. But you don't compete against anybody in the world. Like, the last NBA finals was Denver against Miami. Miami against Denver. Like, that's not world. That's not outside of the United States. So I get where he was coming from. I know NBA players didn't take too kindly to it. They were saying, they pretty much was thinking, like, dude, slow and all that. And then... shortly after, Sha'Carri Richardson was like, she agreed with him. You got to think, these track athletes are competing not just year-round, but 4 years even more than that, before the Olympics and doing all these competitions that's like outside of the United States. And this big one that they just had with the World Championships, I think it was in Austria. I'm like, yeah, they're competing against other nations.
Bailey, stop.
So when he said that, I don't know.
Stop.
I just think it was kind of valid.
He ignoring me. He don't give a dang what I'm saying.
And you ignoring me.
No,
I'm talking.
I got you. You were saying that they were competing in Austria, mm-hmm. and what he was saying was kind of valid.
Yeah. I might have to double check it with Austria, but they were competing outside of the United States.
So I agree with you. I think he was right. I don't have no, like, there's nothing that he said that was inaccurate. However, the issue I think that people are having is like, I don't know what the full, I didn't get the full dialogue of the video at the press conference, mm-hmm. but I think what he was saying is like, or what the other people are having an issue with is like the way he said it. Like,
yeah,
it was like he was trying to dog the NBA or whatever. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna knock that. It did sound like that.
Cause at the end of the day, you can compare and you can compare and contrast when it comes to the level of, not even a level of athleticism, because they're all athletic, but like you can go back and forth all day on that, because mm-hmm. not on a world athlete versus national athlete, not that. I mean, like you said, the NBA champions are national champions. They're not world champions. However,
well, they're titled world champions, but they should be that. But
however, like when you think about the number of minutes played in the game, at the top level, like these teams that are neck and neck, top high level teams, and you look at the work that's put in for a meet, or like a lot of times the track runners, hear me out, a lot of times track runners, most of their time is spent conditioning and building up that endurance, that stamina to get to the meet to win. They're not in constant meets all the time. No,
au contraire, but yes, listen, they are.
But listen, I'm not saying it in a way to, I'm not saying in a way to take away from what they're doing. I'm not saying that it's not competitive, it's not challenging, nothing like that. I'm just saying you can go back and forth all day, because still with basketball, the amount of times like on a game that's neck and neck with high level teams, the back and forth that they have to do and the amount of athleticism they have to have. I think if Noah Lyles would have said it in a different way, it wouldn't have came off as offensive. Because, yeah, the title thing, he is right.
How much time we got? Cause you. All right. Nah, because what you saying, oh, I get it. As far as NBA is the best basketball league in the entire world, if you want to have that argument. Because players internationally who are well overseas, their ultimate goal is to come to the NBA because that's where the highest of the highest athletes compete. With that said, okay, if you're an athlete, period, you're going to compete year-round, okay, regardless.
Listen. You are the former track star.
I know, but I'm just saying, let me finish my thought. If they have a different regimen in how they work out, but you don't know how intense it go, like the workouts go for a track athlete, because basketball is year round. I mean, track could be year round, but the Olympics is on every other 4 years. So you have to stay in shape, condition, and compete. You got to compete in unattached meets in college, in college meets and whatnot, just to stay up to date so you can have like a good record to enter the prelims for the Olympics and trials and all that. That's another 3 years down the road.
I'm not saying either is better or either is more. I wasn't even saying that the NBA is more competitive. I was just saying the routines are different. Like, just like, and this is me saying it from a standpoint of how Noah came. So the way he came at the NBA, because he was saying it in a way that was kind of condescending. Yeah. The way he came at them about the world champion thing, he could have said it simpler and been fine. But it's like, that's easily NBA, you could easily have NBA players or any other sport athlete, whatever, mm-hmm. you can have them come back and be like, oh well, this is how it is in football versus track, or this is how it is in basketball versus track, this is how it is in basketball versus football. Like, mm-hmm. I think the issue at the end of the day was respect. Yeah.
No, I feel it. And on that note, I'm like, hey, if y'all got anything to add to it, let us know. Messages, comment, whatever. With that,
peace,
love,
bae,
fake ass.